Father, we enter thy gates with praise, for we know the Lord is good and his mercy is everlasting, and that his truth endureth to all generations. This morning, bless us with that wonderful knowledge and with thy presence, because we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Now keep your hymnal as you're seated and turn with me to hymn number 33. We'll sing the first and third stanzas together. To God be the glory, number 33.
First scripture reference is found in Romans 8:28. We are happy to greet you today on this nice, cool, fresh day. It's really wonderful and a good day to be out. It's a good time to begin a painting program and we had originally planned it for Thursday, but I hurt my finger, so we will not begin Thursday. The Greeks had a long name for this. It was a word that meant some fella who wanted to get out of work. He would damage his finger, and he wounded his finger. Then he wouldn't have to work. So it'll probably be the next Thursday we'll begin this program. This morning, I want to read three verses of Scripture, and they're going to be taken from different parts of the Bible. The first one is Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and to them who are the called according to his purpose. Now we'll turn over to 2 Corinthians chapter 5,
verse 12.
2 Corinthians chapter 5. You might, by the way, mark these along with a piece of paper or something, because we'll come back to them during the sermon. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, the first verse. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, and house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Our last and final scripture will be found in 2 Timothy, on over to 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12.
To the reading of his word.
2 Timothy chapter 1,
at which time
the 12th verse.
Any personal need on the shall we come.
For the which cause I also suffer these things, nevertheless I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. You have noticed in all three of these verses, Paul says, I know. May God add his blessing to the reading of his word. Shall we unite for a time of meditation and prayer, at which time we offer up any personal needs or requests. Shall we pray? Come to thee, our Father, through our Lord Jesus, who is the only way of forgiveness. We come through him because he is the appointed way, Christ being the perfect, the Holy One, who is able to satisfy every need we have. We bring our guilts today that need pardon. We bring unto thee, our Father, the uncleanness in our lives that may need cleansing. We bring to thee today our weaknesses that need thy strength. We bring to thee today, our Father, the unrest and that fretfulness that may be in our lives, that anxiety, asking thee to give us thy peace. Bless us, each one, today. Those of our loved ones far away from us, or in any need or any concern, we would also pray today and commend our sick friends to thee for thy gracious favor and healing. We would also renew our petition today, as often we remember, to bless all of those who serve in the interest of our country and of our nation. Now grant us thy grace and help us to trust thee with all our hearts this morning. And may, as we open our minds, may thy mercy and thy goodness fill them. For Jesus' sake, amen.
The offertory hymn is 285. As we turn together, please. 285. We'll sing the first and last stanzas together as we stand together.
Father, we bring our gifts today in the interest of spreading thy kingdom. And we ask now that thou would bless them to thy glory. For Jesus' sake, amen.
Thank you.
1895, a preacher in New York preached a sermon about the fast living of this day. He talked about the bicycle craze. He said this speed is not good for us. It's going to develop a generation of nervous and high-strung creatures.